Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to quickly, before we get to the jet here, the Chiefs have 7 Pro Bowlers. This just came down the lines. This is breaking news. Patrick Mahomes is the top vote-getter in the National Football League to make the Pro Bowl. Tyreek Hill makes it for the Chiefs. Travis Kelce. Eric Fisher makes it at left tackle. Well-deserved, because Fish gutted it out yesterday. Showed some big-time courage in gutting it out. Only practiced on Friday. Mock game Saturday. Flew to New Orleans and played against that front. A courageous performance by Eric Fisher. Frank Clark makes it on the defensive end, as does Chris Jones, one of the top vote getters, as well as Tyrann Mathieu. So I think I got all 7 of the Chiefs that made the Pro Bowl. A guy who has made Pro Bowl plays. In fact, he made the Pro Bowl last year, and I know he's going to make it next year, but he is a Pro Bowler in our heart for sure, because he has made some enormous, huge plays. Joins us this week on the show. It's brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, by the way. Our player interviews brought to you by Helzberg, serving the Chiefs kingdom for over 100 years with 200 locations. Welcome now, Mecole Hardman, Jet Fuel, with us tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Brother, it is great to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to start with that crazy catch yesterday. I want to tell everybody, I hope Jennifer, your crew, gets to go back and watch that play of, I think, okay, I'm just going through, 104-yard kickoff return, right, last year against the Chargers, 83-yard touchdown pass against the Ravens, this year the long pass against the Ravens, 58-yard kickoff return to start everything in the playoffs against Houston. Jet, I'm not so sure that's not your greatest play. Go through that play and what had to happen to you get a 5-yard touchdown in a window that was just inches open.
Man, I was coming back. I was coming from the opposite side. You know, I think the ball was supposed to go to Kelce. And I just stayed alive, just kept running. And I didn't know Pat was even throwing to me at all. I just seen the ball in there. I'm like, sure, I'm gonna make this catch, man. It just happened.
But you caught it, you dragged the toe, and did it in a millisecond. Was that just all instinctive, or is that something you've been working on?
Us all instinctive. Just, you know, practicing, just, you know, get 2 feet in bounds anyway. That's just something you work on it always, you know, catching the ball, just playing around, or just, you know, somebody throwing you the ball close to the sideline. You always practice on getting 2 feet in, and it's just the moment right there where it presented itself for me to get both my feet in.
And you mentioned you had to come all the way across the field. So you basically ran 50 yards to catch that thing. Coach was talking about how you've grown into this role and how you keep running on that play to stay alive. How much have you learned, particularly in the red zone? Because Tyreek and I have talked about this too. The red zone, man's a whole nother. That's like arena football.
Right, yeah. Everything happened faster in the red zone. And everything is more condensed, you know, more, you know, it's tightened down there. So just got to, you know, find the holes in the defense that you got to, you know, come through. So hopefully Pat can see you, you know, and just stay alive and just keep running. And, you know, if Pat see you, you know, he can dutch you with the ball.
Well, let's bring up last week too, because that 67-yard punt return was awesome. I mentioned on the air, man, Jet Fuel, grab your boarding pass and just fly on the jet to the end zone. Walk us through that play and what had to happen to make it happen.
Well, finally, I got a kick in the middle of the field, you know, so I can actually make some work, you know. Teams always, you know, punt to the sideline and outside the number, so it's really hard for me to get things going, man. And you know, and and try to make something happen. But at that particular play, they just, you know, mishit it, gave it to the middle of the field, gave me some room to work in. I mean, once I got the edge, it was, you know, it was all she wrote from there. So I just had to get a chance. And when I got that chance, I took advantage.
When I watched the video, McColl, how well was that blocked by your teammates? I said that could be shown to a coach's clinic, whether in Georgia, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, or Missouri, Iowa.
Yeah, they blocked it up very well. I just, you know, Trish Lambert with a great block. You know, Willie Gay leading the charge. Kemp, you know, getting the punter. You know, not you know, decleating them. Just, you know, a good little chip shot. I mean, you go all the way down the line, man. Everybody did what they supposed to do, man. And I guess it helped them either, you know, that they kicked the ball in the middle of the field. So that kind of helped them out, you know, get a chance to set their blocks up. And then I just got to, you know, make it count.
Again, talking with McColl Hardman in his 2 years, some of the most exciting plays in the 61 years of the Kansas City Chiefs and some of the most important plays, especially last year in that role of the Super Bowl. All you have to do, how'd you start the big rally against the Houston Texans? Go back and watch. It was McColl Hardman who lit the fuse for everything in that game. I want to ask you how you've grown to 54 targets, 36 catches this year, but three catches yesterday, three catches a week ago. What you're asked to do, coach asks you to do a lot of different things. How much have you grown and learned and try to embrace all of the stuff that you're asked to do?
Growing and learning every day. I think it's a challenge every day to go in and just, you know, get better each and every day, 1% better every day. And just, you know, take advantage of, you know, your opportunity when it's called. You know, everybody's not perfect. So, but whenever I get that chance, I want to make the best of the opportunity and, you know, prove the coach, you know, EB, Coach G Lou, the Pat, you know, the teammates that I can, you know, be a bigger part of the offense or whatever, you know, they need me to be, or whatever they call my number. I just want to be there for them and, you know, make plays. So I'm growing and learning each and every day and just hoping, you know, my chances just keep increasing.
I've talked to Coach and Patrick about this. Sometimes when the play call and you hear it, you're not maybe the primary receiver. But in this offense, how much it is everybody's the primary receiver, you don't know with Patrick, right?
Right, yeah, everybody's alive because, you know, they can, you know, show us so many different coverages. You know, they can double trap. He might be the primary. They might double 10. He might be the second read. And then it's like we're going to the third and fourth read. And all the way down to the check down, like maybe to the running back or something. So you just got to stay alive. Don't ever think that you're not going to get the ball, you know. And once you think that, then you look up, the ball headed your way, you know. So you just got to run every route full speed and think you're going to get the ball and just, you know, keep doing that same process over and over until eventually it comes your way.
You seem to like December. You know, I've been in this league a while. I've seen players wilt in December. They're dynamos in September, but December, you can't find them. You're just the opposite. I mean, you seem to love December. The bigger the game, you seem to love it. What about coming alive when these games matter the most?
I just got to step up when the challenge presents itself. I think when the game get bigger, I think that's when your biggest players should step up. And I think a lot of us do that as well. You know, I think we got a lot of guys on the team that step up to the challenge and willing to take the challenge head on when it presents itself. So I think we are ready for it.
You know, I'm studying you all the way back to high school. We're going to get into that here after the break. But everybody has to deal with adversity. To me, this team, and when you get success, it's easy to overlook what you have to overcome. What are you learning about this league and calling upon your past and what you've learned to deal with adversity, whether it's a single play that you bounce back or a game that you bounce back? What have you learned about that?
There's short-term memory. You know, I don't think you can let things eat at you. You know, it's the league. It's professional football. You know, I think the defensive coordinators on the other side get paid as well as the offensive corners get paid that's calling the plays against them. So it's like, it's a game, you know, it's like a game of chess. You got to be strategic with your moves, you know, a mistake going to happen here and there. Like I said, everybody's not perfect. So it's about really being the best team on that day, you know, when you play. Because any given day, any given Sunday, Thursday or Monday, you can get beat. So you just got to be the best team on that day and learn from your mistakes from the following week and try not to make those mistakes again. That's how you become a complete team. I think just when that adversity hit, just don't shy away from it. You know, hit it head on and short-term memory and then just, you know, play through it.
Our special guest tonight, McColl Hardman tonight, the Jet. In 2 years, he has done so much and has been part of some of the biggest plays in the Chiefs kingdom over the last couple of years. We're going to go back to the state of Georgia with McColl when we come back as the Chiefs get ready for the Atlanta Falcons. So it gets close to home for him. We'll be back with more of McColl after this on the Chiefs Kingdom Show on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Mitch Holtz is back with you tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Chiefs get the victory over the New Orleans Saints. Crazy. 8-0 regular season. One of the best, obviously, regular seasons. It is the best in Kansas City Chiefs history, and only one of the few times it has happened since the team or the NFL went to a 16-game schedule in 1979. But the Chiefs go 8-0 on the road. Our guest tonight, a presentation of Helzberg Diamonds, and also the Chiefs Kingdom Show brought to you by Bota Box. This holiday season, check out Bota Box. But the Helzberg Diamonds, of course, over 100 years of service and with 200 locations. McColl Hardman, our guest tonight, coming off his incredible touchdown yesterday, the 5-yard reception from Patrick Mahomes. How cool is it to go 8-0 on the road? And this has not been easy, man. McColl, you've beaten big-time teams undefeated on the road. What does that mean for this football team?
Man, it means I think it's kind of like, it's kind of different because, you know, with the COVID or whatever going around, it's really not those fans. So it don't really feel like away games. But then again, it's like you're still going to a team, you know, a team home and beating them. And I think it feels good to go 8-0. And it kind of shows like what kind of team we are, you know, what kind of team we built, you know, and what we built for. It don't matter on the road or at home. We're going to give everybody our best shot just like they're trying to give us their best shot. So,
and how much is toughness overlooked on this team? I think it is because you see people see the stats and they see all the flying around. But I try to tell people all the time, 8-0 to me is about toughness.
Definitely. Toughness, discipline, determination, mindset. It's all those are coming in a factor of what doing that, because I think nobody's not doing that, you know, in the league. You know, 8-0 on the road, man, is a hard task for anybody. And for us to do that, it definitely shows toughness, determination, you know, the will that we want to win, and, you know, no matter where we at.
I want to take you back to home. How tough has it been with COVID? I mean, you're so close to your home. I mean, you're a legend in North Georgia. But it's so restrictive for all of us here, right? And we're all in a different world. How much of a challenge has that been for you personally as a young guy, second year in the league, and being distanced from your family?
It's pretty hard because I'm a family-oriented guy. And I like to go back home, especially like on a bye week. And, you know, you get here like in April and you be far away from home for like, you know, 4 or 5 months at a time. And just like, you want to be like, you know, good to go back and just, you know, show love to your family, just chill with your family. And like I like to say, I like to go back home and visit people, go to see people, go to the schools. You know, I'm big back in my hometown, going to the schools, seeing the kids, man, and just, you know, getting motivation and things like that. So without doing that shit, it's kind of hard and, you know, but, you know, you make it work and, you know, and hopefully, you know, by this time, make sure everything be back to normal and I can start back doing those type of things.
Again, talking with McColl Hardman, the Jet. You mentioned discipline a couple sentences ago. How disciplined have the guys had to be? I mean, we've seen COVID now kind of wreck some teams, right? It took New England off the rails. Baltimore had issues with it. But our team has not. Why do you think that is?
I think it starts with the coaching, the coaches. And I think they do a big job of emphasizing you know, being safe, taking care of everybody and just know, like, don't let it get in the way of what we got in sight. You know, we got a goal in mind and don't let that ruin our goal or what we're trying to do. And I think that's kind of, you know, sit on everybody and be like, yeah, okay, we make sure we protect everybody. And so that way we got a goal in mind, so we don't need nothing interrupting it. So I think that's kind of how we take an approach to it.
Let's take you home. Although we can't go home physically, we can go home emotionally and mentally here. Did you keep up with the Elbert County Blue Devils? Did they have a good year? Do you know?
Yeah, I think they did. They are right. I know the coach Jarvis, ended up getting the head coaching job. He's like a good friend of my pops. And but I can't think of the season. I really don't know how good they did. I know he sent me some gear and stuff, and I was trying to keep up with it, but it's just kind of like everything going on. It's hard just to, you know, check in here and there, but they should have had a good season. I think they still rebuilding right now and trying to get that program back on the road.
What is really outstanding here in the holiday season, but you do this all year long, and in non-COVID times, you've really stepped up for your home community. Tell us what you've done for the kids back in Elbert County in your Friends Helping Friends initiative.
Well, I try to do what I can, but I try to stay in touch like Miss Adams, or Miss and Mr. Adams, and you know, they're like kind of the head of the Friendhelping Friends Club, and I just try to, you know, give back what I can. I think I did it in my cause, my cleats, just doing that, and try to donate some cleats to them, get some money towards the program, and you know, just do what I can here and there, and just try to, you know, keep it, you know, fresh in my mind, you know, just let them know I ain't forgot about it, because I love that program dearly. I love all the kids dearly, and I wish I could see them, man, but you know, it's so hard with everything going on, man. And but yeah, I love them kids. I love what Miss Adams and Mr. Adams do for everything, what they do, and the time they put in, the effort they put in with those kids, and I have nothing but respect for what they're doing, and nothing but love for everybody that's involved in it.
Once again, McColl involved with his back in his home county, Elbert County, Georgia, and with kids battling disorders. Where did this start? Where did your heart grow to have such a feeling for not only this initiative, but for kids who are struggling and need help?
I never really took notice to it, but I never looked at them differently either, though, whenever I see them. You know, some people, you know, shy away from it, or they just don't feel comfortable around certain kids, and but I think it started like in sixth grade. Miss Thomas, you know, took the initiative to ask me, like, do I wanted to, you know, help out, or should I join? And I was like, maybe. And then she had mentioned, like, you know, you can get like 3 or 4 days away from school excused. I'm like, oh, for real? Sign me up, you know. And that's kind of how it started. Kind of like excused. I'm like, well, I get excused for like 3 days? Oh man, yeah. Well, how many field trips can we take? I'm like, all right, bet. I'm like signing up for field trips. Don't even know nothing of what I'm getting myself into. I just don't miss school for a day. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be good. And then honestly, after really being in the program and like just, you know, being around the kids, you just kind of like, it was like love at first sight. You know, I fell in love with it. And then I was in it from like sixth grade to like seventh grade to eighth grade, being like a staff member, like being like one of the top 11 members. Even when I got to high school, like 9th, 10th, 11th grade, I was always a top member, and it just, what I did with the kids, how good I was with the kids, the interactive I was, and how they reacted to me, and the love they had for me, you know, and I just kept that, because like with those kids, it's more than a football to them, you know, it's more than he's a football player, it's more than that, it's more about he's actually McColl, you know, it's like he a human being, he's a person, I'm liking him because of who he are, where his heart is, you know, it's not because he played football. And I kind of think they would have kind of took me, because at the time I was a big athlete. I was the man on campus, and everybody just really, you know, talking to me because I'm who I was. But with them, it's like that goes out the window. It's like, because if they don't like you, they're going to let you know they don't like you. You know? So it's like, okay, so, it, you know, I'm doing something right. And so, yeah, and I know they still probably, you know, they probably miss me. I miss them. So, but yeah, that's how kind of I got into it and just fell in love with it.
What you're saying, this is real. And it's real for those kids, and it's real for you. How much is it when the work that you've done with them in this work, do you feel like I'm getting more out of this than the kids? I mean, it affects your soul, your heart, your whole life, right?
Yeah, you definitely get more out of it. I think people really, really understand the challenges that those kids face every day. And I think, you know, Ms. Adam, they let us say, you know, kids overcoming challenges. We don't really don't like to say, you know, special or disabled, disability. We don't like to say the word like kids overcoming challenges, because they face challenges every single day that we're not accustomed to, that we might not even, you know, face, because, you know, they got to face that challenge and hit it head on every single day, you know, whether it's learning how to write your name, you know, and they might know one day, the next day they forget, you know, and we got to do it again, you know, and then the next day they forget, you got to do it again. It's repetition, and I think it make you look at life at a different perspective, a different angle, and you just see the difference of like how like you really don't got life as bad as you think you got it. And I think I kind of use that as motivation too. When I think things getting hard, or when, you know, you hit a wall or something like that, you just think about those kids that hit that wall every single day, and you don't see them complaining. You just see them laughing and smiling and having fun. I kind of, you just look back on that and be like, yeah, if they can do it, I can do it too. So I kind of get a lot out of it actually. So.
Outstanding. Again, McColl Hardman, our guest tonight, a legend in Elbert County, Georgia, but more than just his football. He was a terrific 5-star quarterback, all-around athlete there, went on the University of Georgia, starred there, and now, of course, starring with us at the Kansas City Chiefs. But They just see him as McCall, their buddy. Again, it's friends helping friends back in the state of Georgia. We come back, we'll close things out with McCall, get his idea about this Falcon game coming up on Sunday. You're listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. A couple of minutes left on the show. A reminder, Jennifer Handling tonight from Olathe, the pride of the Sumner Academy Sabres. Her son, part of the Olathe South soccer team, having her party tonight, the private Hy-Vee Chiefs Kingdom Zoom call party, and a meal catered by Zarda Barbecue for her and nine of her socially distanced friends. She'll also get an autographed 8x10 photo. If she's lucky, she'll get McCall Hardman's photo. I've been trying to get one of those signed by McCall, who's with us tonight for the next couple of minutes. All right, the Atlanta Falcons mentioned Elbert County, Georgia. Now, you're up there in the north, kind of the northeast. Were you a Falcon fan growing up in Georgia?
I'm more so a fan of the players, like certain players that was on the team. I don't think I was a Falcons fan. I was a Steelers fan.
How cool is it, though, you're going to play them this week and another big December game here?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the challenge and just, you know, looking forward to watch Julio play in person, you know, watching him and just seeing him on the field. I think it's my first time, you know, one of the guys I kind of look up to coming out of college or high school, and just seeing what he's been doing all over the years and just trying to see him play in person going to be a treat.
Coming back home, I know there's some fans, and how awesome is it? I mean, we can hear them, man. We can hear that if it's 17, 18,000 fans, how fun is it going to be to come back home? And I love it the way you embrace playing in cold weather, man. It has not fazed you.
Right, no, not at all. I think it's a mindset, but it's going to be great to be back with some fans, the best fans in the league, and just hear them, yeah, then cheer for us, and it's going to be a different kind of environment, and can't wait to get back to it.
How much have you felt like, when are we going to get some home games? It's been like 4 out of 5 on the road. It's like we're the Globetrotters or something.
I know, right? We're on the road, like consecutive games, but it's good to, you know, end the season with 2 consecutive home games, and hopefully we can close this out and, clinch this first round bye and, you know, go to the bigger goal.
I also want to bring up Greg Lewis. Love that dude. I mean, I think he's just underrated. What is G. Lou, and what has he meant to you in coaching you up these 2 years?
I mean, a lot. I think Coach G. Lou do a good job of letting us play to, you know, to our abilities, let us actually like play and not trying to, you know, make us like a certain way player, like you should do this way, you should do this way. Like, you more so understand of, like, you know, what's our suits, what's our strengths, and he let us go out there and play, and, you know, when it's needed to be, you know, adjusted, you know, he'll give us some advice or, you know, tell us what we need to do. And he playing in the league helps out a lot, too, because he actually been in the league. He didn't play with, you know, like, Brett Favre and things like that. So he know what he's talking about. He's just not, you know, just blowing smoke, you know.
Well, thanks for being with us tonight. God bless you, my friend. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And stay safe. Keep your family safe. And keep up that good work you're doing in Elbert County, Georgia. It's awesome to see you, even if it's on a Zoom call, brother.
Yes, sir. You too.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.